Hey guys, this is Brian and Nora.
And you're listening to the Not Today MS podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 6 of season 4. Today's scripture is out of 2 Chronicles 15:7. It says, "But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded." Welcome.
Hey.
What a great scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be applied to so many things. As I'm reading it, I'm like, that can be applied to our spiritual life. It can be applied to running a race. It can be applied to training, just getting up and going to work.
That's what I was thinking. The do not give up is some days for me today. I was driving home from work and thinking about all the things that we had. Wednesdays are our life group night. Yeah. It's our podcast recording night. It's event week at our church, and I'm getting ready for an event. And so every spare minute I have, I'm working on something for that event. And then it hit me that I really have a work email that I need to construct tonight.
Yeah.
And I just told God, I was like, I am tired and I don't want to do any of it. And God just kind of said that to me, like, well, you can't quit.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
You get
your rest in me.
Right.
And just lean into me. To be able to do all the things.
You can kind of look at that through the eyes of a marathon. If we think back to our marathon, it's like, you know, you start off gung-ho, and then you get in the middle of it, and you're just like, how am I going to do this? And then
how about mile, what was it, 23?
Well,
I was 3 away from the end, and I was like, and where is the quitters?
Yeah. If you want to find out more information about that story, we have a whole podcast dedicated to our marathon experience.
We have a podcast episode dedicated to that, as well as blog posts.
But every year, there's different events during the year at church that Nora is heavily involved in, and I help as well. But when you're on the week of the event, it's exciting, but it's tiring. And you're looking ahead to the finish line, and it's like, we're going to get there. And then after Saturday, be able to relax a little bit, right?
It'll all be done, and then we'll have
Then we'll be sad.
I know. That's how it always goes.
Yeah, it's bittersweet,
but it is.
Yeah. But we had, we have fun doing these events together, and I like to help.
Yeah.
I like to help this.
We make a good team.
We do.
For all kinds of things. But I think we make a good team for my friend Emily today, who's one of and the event that we're talking about is IF Gathering. If you don't know what that is, you can find one near you this weekend. I promise. Every state, just about. And really cool event. And so we're hosting one here at our church. And my friend Emily is the leader of this event, and I'm just one of the helpers or one of the leaders on the team. And she called me today, and she said, "I'm so glad that we have the husbands that we do." And I was like, "Oh yeah, why is that?" And she described her husband today. We need waters for this weekend, and so without asking anybody to do it, without asking for any help, he goes to Sam's and picks up 20 cases of waters, unloads them all, and then texts when he's done. He's like, "And all done."
All done. Well, we like
that's
to
how
help.
You are too.
I like little menial tasks. Like the other night, I'm opening the boxes of snacks, so I can deal with that.
Well, we all of it's important. All of those tasks are important,
it
but it really is nice to have a partner mm-hmm. like you. You know. To do things like this with. I enjoy it. It's
fun. Thanks. I enjoy helping.
Yeah.
All right. So we are in training week number,
I've lost count. I think we're in the middle of four.
Four or five. I don't know. We had a great training week since we've talked to you last.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we record these on Wednesday evenings. So last Thursday morning, we had a, what did we run?
3 mile run.
We did a 3 mile run. Saturday, we did our five miles, which is, I can't remember the last time we've done a 5 mile run. So it was good.
I think it was last May, I believe, Goodness if gracious. I looked back at my calendar correctly or my running app. Yeah, we did five.
We did five.
We didn't die.
We didn't
and
die.
And it was good.
Monday morning, up bright and early at 5 a.m., we got to the gym. We did 3 miles again.
Now, cross-train this week was non-existent.
Yes.
So, oh well, it didn't happen Tuesday. That was last night. I think for me, I was wiped. Because Monday had been very busy. We were up at 5 running, and we didn't get home and, like, resting until 8 or 9 o'clock. So last night was just a lot of, I put my phone away, we rested. I needed that, and I think you needed
it, too. And that's okay to do that. Tomorrow morning, we're up bright and early at 5 a.m., going to do three miles again.
Yep.
Saturday, we will be doing 6.
Yep.
So it's beautiful weather. That's something that's nice, finally. We're having really nice weather. So I'm excited for our Saturday morning long run.
Me too. Because
it's going to be nice and cool in the morning, but not cold.
Maybe we can get up early enough and see a sunrise.
I would love
to try that.
Out at our little lake in town.
Yeah,
so,
that'd be nice.
I don't know about a runner's high and low for the week. I'm racking my brain on, I think... For me anymore, it's such a mental challenge. I know physically I can do these miles, but it's like every time I get started on it, it's like it's a mind game, I guess you could say.
It is a mind game, yeah. And I remembered I was trying to tell myself this on Saturday when we were running the five. Like, I remember having this conversation years ago with somebody saying, you know, that first mile is really a warm-up. And then you really get into it. And I kept telling myself that because that first mile was a struggle. And I was like, this is just your warm-up. This is a warm-up. Once you get warmed up, it's going to get easier. And sure enough, it did. So it's, again, you know, trying, like we've said every week, trying to have more grace for ourselves just because we're older. Bodies have changed. We're still moving. I know that I'm giving, I think I told you this Saturday, that I know that I'm giving my max effort. I can tell because of my breathing. I can tell because of my heart rate. So that's what has to matter more than what the time is or whatever. It's got to matter more that we're exerting.
Yep.
And we
have to keep in mind we're finishing.
Yes.
It's, you know, the time.
Completing those miles. Yeah.
The time doesn't matter. It's the finishing. Being done with the 5 miles, I guess, I felt really good.
I did too. And then we had a busy day after
that. We had a busy day.
We went shopping.
Yep,
and
we went to Louisville and did some fun things up there.
Makeup
for Nora, and I got some snacks at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, it was a good day. It felt like a normal.
Yeah.
Normal-ish.
You know, honestly, and we took our daughter with us, and that felt like, for a little while, it felt like more of a normal day.
I don't know that we've done that, like gone to Louisville.
It's been a while.
Hit a couple stores. And I told Brian recently, we tried to go into a Sephora, and it was the first time. For those of you who don't know, backstory. As much as I geek out on a multitude of things, makeup is right up there with the things that I nerd out and geek out about. So pretty obsessed, love doing it, do that on the side a little bit, and thoroughly enjoy it. And so I had not been in a Sephora since December of 2019, and we went recently, and I knew it was going to be bad when I walked in. Like, before I walked in, I avoided it because I knew, like, all of the samples being taken away, that it was going to depress me so bad. And sure enough, we walked in and basically walked right back out. It's like I couldn't handle it because the fun of being in a Sephora is getting to play with different products and check different things out. And obviously, we can't do that right now. So anyway, it was fun to be in an Ulta. There's no samples sitting out or whatever, but at least it felt, I don't know, a little bit more normal.
Well, and you got some things you needed.
I did get some things I needed. I knew exactly what I needed, and so I was able to find those and get out of there. So that was good.
I got a new shirt, so.
That was
Old
good.
Navy.
Old Navy came in, came through for us. That
it
was
did.
Good. But as far as, sorry, we went off tangent there. But squirrel. Runner's high and runner's low. I don't really have a runner's high or a low, but my high and low for the week. I listened to Jenny Allen's podcast yesterday, and it's a really great marriage one. If you want some good marriage advice from someone that I thoroughly respect and trust, that's a good one to go listen to. And it was such a good episode, and it really made me grateful for our marriage. And that was sort of my high for the week, is that, you know, I got a lot of things out of it that I felt like I needed to be doing differently. But the big takeaway was just how grateful I am for our partnership and what we bring to each other and the team that we make. So that was my high. My low. I just continually am trying to manage my stress. And I went from a work environment where, I mean, I know I had stress. I know I had days that were dramatic. And I know I had difficult people that I worked with. But somehow, I managed that better than I feel like I am now. And I let things hurt me, bother me, annoy me a lot more. And so that's sort of my low, is that I had a little fit yesterday at work. Just difficult people and just a really frustrating situation that my coworker was trying, God love her. Jessica, if you're listening to this, I love you. She was trying to tell me, good job, you handled that well. And so I just unloaded, and she became my sounding board there for a moment, as a solid year of frustration just sort of spewed out of my mouth in long strings of words and things. So anyway, I apologize later, because I'm like, that is not what you were trying to accomplish by telling me that I did a good job handling that situation.
Right.
But, you know, I think we all have those moments, right, where we are, it's not our proudest moments, and it's very fitting this week where we're getting ready for this big church event where, you know, I'm going to stand on a stage and try and help lead some ladies to Jesus, that I would act not very Christ-like in a moment. So that's I had to come to grips with that. And anyway, that was my low for the week. It's that ugly moment.
We've all had those. So give yourself a little bit of grace.
Okay.
You recognized it, and we're good.
I was better today.
You were.
I tried not to let things frustrate me. So
it's hard, though.
It is hard. It
we're
is
human.
Hard. We're human.
We right? are human. So where did you see God this week?
Oh.
In your day-to-day life.
Oh, you know, I think I talked about this a second ago, but I don't know if I did. Maybe that was life group. I'm sorry. It's all running together.
It is.
But on my drive home today, I started lamenting and listing out to God all the things that I have going on right now, as if he didn't already know. And I was like, there is no time to rest. I have got this and this and this. I've got life group right after work. I've got to sneak in 20 minutes to eat. And Bethany's got to get to dance. And I've got to, I had a work town hall meeting that I was trying to listen in on as I'm driving home to work, couldn't get it to pull up. And I knew as soon as I got home, I had to try and get it to pull up. And my bosses are texting me as I'm driving and as I'm praying. And meanwhile, we're dealing with stuff with this event. And I've got 5 different texts out that I'm waiting on responses. And it was just a moment of, there's so much, God, there's just so much. And I just need, I need rest. And I wish I didn't have anything to do tonight. And it was just this calming moment that came over me. And it wasn't like, okay, so just cancel everything. It was, well, you got to do it all. So we got to go and do the things tonight. But do you remember where you get your rest from? Where are you supposed to get your rest from? And I'm like, you. And God's like, right.
Correct.
So maybe ask me for that. Ask me for that rest. Ask me for that restoration. Ask me to fill you up. And so I had a really good prayer time and worship time kind of on my drive home, and came home. Listened to the thing I was supposed to listen to for work, but at the same time, I like made myself sit down. I ate my dinner and drank lots of water, drank some coffee, and I just took some deep breaths. And I'm like, okay, you've got a moment to rest. You're gonna rest, and you know what? We had a great life group meeting. I would have been, you know, like would have been so sad to have missed that. You know, if I had said, you know, I need to stay home and. I'm so glad I went, and I'm glad to be sitting here talking to you guys and hanging out right now. So, yeah. You know, God helped
That's good.
Me. So.
He did. Yeah, and you look full of energy and happy right now, and bright-eyed.
I don't know about full of energy, but well, bright-eyed would be the concealer you let me buy on Saturday.
Cool.
So, which is It Cosmetics Bye-Bye Underride, not sponsored, in case you want to know. That's
nice. Well,
that's what I bought.
Maybe they'll sponsor us when they hear about it.
If they see my 40-year-old bags under my eyes and how they helped me, maybe.
Well, where did I see God this
yes.
week, you might ask?
I do ask, yes.
this is something, I don't know if I've mentioned this before on here, but, you know, we lead a Bible study group. We have for many, many years. And it's like every single week. Okay, my where did I see God? It's two parts.
Okay.
This is the first part. So, lead the life group. And I don't know what it is. I've always had trouble with confidence in, like, anything that I have to kind of be, I don't want to say in the spotlight, but.
You were,
like if
you're moderating.
Yeah,
you're leading.
If I'm leading something, if it's, you know, I'm singing on the praise team at church, if I have to do it, like in school, if I had to do a speech or life group. It's like as long as we've been doing life group, every single week I get nervous as all get out, like whatever day it is.
Really?
Wednesday. I mean, like I got butterflies. I'm like.
Okay.
And I think it's Satan, honestly, just trying to discourage me. And tonight's life group, it was magnified because we had a new couple visiting. So I'm like on top of my normal anxiety of, and I don't know why, I know these people. You know, I know the people in our life group. But
they're
it's
our
like,
friends, yeah.
They're our friends, so why do I get nervous? It's silly. But then add on top of that a new couple coming, and I'm like.
There's the pressure of. Don't scare them off.
Right, exactly.
Be cool. Everybody be cool.
And it's all good. But anyway, it's like, okay. So I have to, it's like, I was being kind of irrationally nervous about it during my work day today. And I'm just like, God help me through this. And I just felt like he said, just relax, dude.
Yeah.
I've got your back on this. And the thing is, it's like I always get nervous. I used to get nervous, you know, when I taught kids too. And it's like every time it's like I would get a piece when the time actually came to do it. It's like a piece came over me. It was good. And I got a lot out of it. Sometimes
yeah.
I felt like I got a lot more out of it than anybody else did. So I saw God there. And secondly, I was studying for this Bible study tonight. I got a lot out of that this week. It's because I grew up in a church. We talked about this in our Bible study tonight, that it focused a lot on rules, and we're studying Colossians in our Bible study group, and Paul is writing a letter to the Colossians letting them know, hey, following Jesus is not about a set of rules. He is all you need. He is the supreme authority.
It's a simple gospel.
Anything that you do, you base on the person of Jesus. He did it all. He made the sacrifice. It's finished. It's done. You follow him. You let him change you from the inside out.
Right.
And I don't know, that really spoke to me. Because it's like,
yeah, it did.
Because you grow up for so many years thinking, I can't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Don't, and that is so much bondage.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm here to tell you, if you grew up that way, and if you grew up that way and it sent you packing, and you're like, I don't want any part of that, just know that's not what Jesus desires for us.
Yeah, that's not my Jesus.
No, he doesn't desire us for us to be under bondage of a to-do list. All he says is follow me.
Right.
I've been reading out of the book of Mark this week, and it amazes me that every time he would come up to a disciple, he simply said two words, follow me. They got up and followed him.
Yeah.
And it's like I think about the authority that he had. How did he say those two words that people would drop everything they're doing and follow him?
Well, it's the authority and just the love and the relatability, and that he was all of it, all right. At once. It's amazing.
So it's all about Jesus. It's all about following him and letting him inside of you and breaking down those barriers, those walls you've put up. Let him in. Let him change you from the inside out. And the freedom, I mean, it's mentioned throughout Scripture. I think Paul said it a lot of times. There's freedom in Christ.
Yeah.
And that's true. And that's it.
Yeah. Simple.
Simple.
Simple gospel.
Don't overcomplicate it.
Yeah. So we're in Colossians this week in our life group. If you want a book to read, we've been in the first chapter and the second chapter in the last couple weeks.
It's really, really good.
So good. Read it many times before, but this study is really, really good.
Yeah, I always like getting new insights, and it's like just learning the fact that Paul, of course, he was in prison, which a lot of the books that he wrote, he was in prison, and he wrote to this church of people that he had never met, but God led him to write this letter to them because he wanted to make sure that they were strong in their faith, that their foundation of their beliefs were solid, and that they weren't led astray by false teaching that was so prevalent in that day. So there you go.
Good stuff.
That'll preach.
That'll preach. We spent a lot of time on that question. Where did you see God this week?
Yeah. All right. Well, as always, we'll close out in prayer. I'm going to ask Nora to pray because I prayed last week.
Okay.
But thanks for tuning in, as always. And
before we go.
Wait.
Time out.
What?
It's MS Awareness Month.
Oh, of course.
It's March.
How could we forget to say
so
that?
So if you don't follow us on the socials, this would be a great time to start doing that. I'm trying. I have not posted one yet today, but every day I'm kind of posting one of my fun, weird symptoms. And it's been really cool so far in the comments.
Are they fun, weird?
They're not fun. They're not fun, but they are weird. but it's fun having conversations about it because you get a lot of different perspectives. And so those of you who are commenting, thank you. It's so awesome to just see that I'm not alone. And I think it's helping you all, too, to see that you're not alone. The first one I talked about on March 1st was my out-of-words symptom. And I've talked about it.
Which you told me when you got home from work tonight that you were out of words. But you know what? I think you prayed about it because God gave you a lot of words tonight.
And if you can hear, you can, in this podcast, there have been some moments where my voice starts to go out. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that happens when I get, quote unquote, out of words.
Yeah.
The other thing, and it's kind of happening right now, because again, this is the end of the day where I've talked and talked and talked all day long. My head physically hurts every word that I say. Like there's a ping of just pain in my head. I know. And I mean, I don't say that to get sympathy. I'm just saying that's what it's like.
Well, and there are others out there that are experiencing similar things.
And it was amazing to me to see how many of you also struggle with that symptom. And so this whole month, what I love about it is that it's, you know, the goal of MS Awareness Month is to bring awareness to this disease, because the more awareness we have, the sooner people get diagnosed, which means the sooner they get on treatment, and it prevents long-term disability and lots of good things for that. But also, the more awareness we have, maybe the more chance we'll see a cure in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. And the more awareness we have, the less alone we feel.
Right.
And I think that's one of the enemy's greatest weapons, is that he loves to make us feel isolated and alone. And my goal always is to speak to those of you who are struggling with this disease and let you know you are not alone. There are people out there who care about you, who are in the same boat, who want to reach out to you and talk to you. I'm one of those. There's lots of others out there. But, you know, I feel like the more knowledge we get, the more we build a community, the more we realize we're not alone.
Yes.
And so that's what this month's about. So
yeah.
Go check out my socials. And if you've struggled with any of the symptoms, please be sure to leave me a comment or send me a message or something. I have had so much fun this week interacting with all of you. So I appreciate it. So, I just wanted to say that real
Instagram
quick.
Is not today MS1.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget
Facebook,
that one.
Facebook is not today MS. I'm not on the Twitters. Sorry.
Twitterverse.
I don't tweets, but that's horrible. I sounded really old when I said that. I'm 40.
The Twitter.
Not on the Twitter, but I'm on the Facebook and the
Instagram. Yep.
And Instagram, I'm loving. I'm kind of loving it more than Facebook for Not Today MS these days. There's just a lot more fun things we can do.
Check it out.
I'm going to pray for us. All right, God, I thank you for this community. I thank you for just reminding us that we are not alone. I thank you that Brian and I have this opportunity to just share our journey with others, and I pray that it inspires people. I pray that they find their own way to glorify you, to move their bodies and to get exercise and fight this disease with all they have. God, I feel like it's important for us to have great doctors and good medicine and all of that, but I think it's also important for us to do what we can with our bodies, exercise, eat well, all of that, and do that out of obedience and to glorify you. And so, God, I just pray that we all have strength and the ability to do that. Thank you for all the ways you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We will see you all next week.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today. To find out more about us, go to NotTodayMS.com, Facebook.com/NotTodayMS, or Instagram @NotTodayMS1.